So
I feel that.
is it like a backhanded compliment? Like, so what is it, a backhanded compliment type of thing?
What?
Like
telling somebody to get shit fucked?
Yeah.
No, that you would have to do a compliment sandwich for that. Girl, you turning 26 and you don't even fucking look 24 yet. But look, they fucked your shit up.
You can't say it like no.
And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
Welcome back to the Aqua Thinking Podcast. I'm your boy Nas, aka Stace.
What's up? I'm Vince.
And we are the friends you never knew you needed. All that in a bag of chips. Regular guys with Aqua Lives. Aqua Thinkers! Yes, sir. White people claps in the building. That we got the legendary audio mixer in the back. Reese, now we we got Reese now. Make sure you like and make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Shout to become a thinker today. Shout out, you know what time at? Yo, you know what I'm saying? I don't even know what to say. How you been, Shout?
Life been going good. I ain't got no complaints, for real.
Yeah, same. I'm gonna pretend like we didn't record hella episodes today.
They don't fucking know that. Nobody knew that.
So today was crazy. I fed the homeless.
Really?
Yeah, I fed the homeless.
Are you talking about a roommate?
No, not him. No, but that is one of the homeless. So I made little sandwiches, and it was like I gave every homeless person. They were like, "Thank you so much," and they hugged me, but I didn't really like the hug. Yeah, the hug was like, I ain't gonna lie. Wait, on some real shit. Like I have a good heart. Mm-hmm. I have a really fucking good heart. But if I'm giving a homeless person something, please don't hug me. Yeah, it's nothing against you. Yes, not even that, because I'm gonna forget to wash my hands and I'm gonna eat my sandwich and I'm like, why my hands smell like butt?
Damn, homeless people matter too.
Homeless people definitely matter, especially with the winter. I mean,
that's why I feel bad. Yeah,
down there, but who knows?
What kind of sandwich was it?
Yeah,
It was ham. Yeah, it was ham sandwich.
He was handing out pork to other fucking homeless.
If you hungry, you're going to eat any fucking thing.
No, that is not
that
okay.
Is so okay.
It's not, fucked
it's
up.
Nothing wrong
that's
with you. Turkey. I won't say there's anything wrong with you giving out ham, but I would just say this to our audience. If you are thinking of giving out shit to homeless people, and that is a very kind gesture, if you have it to give, try to diversify the protein.
Chicken, yeah.
And so, because some homeless people, regardless of them being homeless, they are still people, and they still have things that they want to live by.
Religions and
as
shit.
As close as possible. So you might find somebody who does not eat pork. For whatever reason, it could be religious, it could be just, hey, you might find a homeless vegan. Like,
and you can't be no vegan at homeless. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Listen, that one, the forager girl, she be going outside picking up fucking acorns and cracking them bitches down and doing whatever she. You can be homeless and still be a vegan or whatever. Nobody's gonna knock your dreams. But just be mindful when we are giving out to the homeless that we are trying to just think about the things that they actually might need and just being receptive to them saying, no, I don't want this. Because it's not our job to force them.
That's true. But I think, like, no bullshit, that is, like, is that considered an ick? Like, if you don't want homeless people, like, what is considered an ick? Here she was, the deep breath. Like, is it something that's like, is it like a just a word for pet peeve?
Ick?
Yeah.
Ick is like,
yes, it is like pet peeve.
Oh, okay.
But it's just something that makes you like cringe or something that makes you like.
It don't even gotta be, because I feel like pet peeves, you go piss me off with that shit. Ick, bitch, I don't want to be next to you when I see you do that. Like, me.
But that's an ick.
Ooh.
Yeah, like my ick, personally, my ick is like, like when I see girls with like a lace and I see that bitch, that's a ick. Yeah. Like that's like similar to when girls be like, oh, I seen this butt crack. That's like.
yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
Bro, if it's any time I want a woman to lie to me with that lace. I need to really believe
like
that's
you
your hair.
That.
You, like, you don't feel that? You don't feel that air on you?
Bro, we went to Atlanta.
Bro, oh, we can't talk about her. Patreon. Make sure y'all sub to the Patreon.
Subscribe to the Patreon.
But no, look, bro. Been
oh, yeah. All right.
Edit. But no, that late shit, I ain't gonna lie, that do bother me. I don't know if it's just because I have sisters and I know how fucking hair is supposed to look when it's put down. But it... And then y'all be friends with these motherfuckers.
Y'all don't be telling these hoes.
You look good, girl.
And they look
that. Do not take no fucking pictures. And y'all out all y'all out in the like, club. Yes. And this motherfucker, her shit is down. Help her.
Hey, listen.
Ain't that your friend? That shit.
That shit look like a snapback.
You can go.
That shit look like a snapback with the ponytail hanging from the front.
Y'all don't tell y'all these hoes nothing.
That shit is.
And
annoying,
y'all not
though.
They real friend.
At all,
and,
bro.
And the makeup thing, too. I feel like sometimes you know your friend makeup don't look good.
Yeah.
But how do you Cash have that conversation shirt. And say, hey, this isn't the best for you? Without, because that person might be up here.
Honestly, when you talking about like makeup and stuff, just say like, oh, I think this shade would look really good on you.
No, yeah. They already came with the face beat and they
like birthday makeup.
Damn, you can't take your whole makeup off.
Yeah, birthday makeup is OD.
But you might have to be like, nah, just take a picture of them hoes and be like, look at it, girl. Mm-hmm. And she's still liking you like, fuck, I can't do shit.
And I feel like that's what be happening with the lace and with the makeup. Because y'all, like, women, I see y'all go out and it be like, bro, nobody said nothing to her.
I feel bad. That's secondhand embarrassment.
Them hoes be good until that flash come on.
Mm-hmm.
And that flash come on, it show casket sharp.
Don't get me wrong. I don't want women watching this and feeling like, okay, now this is something to be insecure about or whatever. But it's something y'all don't like and it's something y'all voice y'all don't like. And it's just something we see and we
peep. You just got to be honest sometimes. But
be honest with each other and just say, girl, your shit lifted.
It's just finding a way to be honest but be polite at the same time.
How do you be honest the day of the birthday?
Mm.
You at the birthday dinner, you get ready to leave out.
You got to say it the day after.
Because then you seem like
bitch.
You got to say it the day after.
I ain't going to lie.
No, you got to say
it. You're looking crazy. Yeah.
I got to look back at the pictures and be like, yo, what the fuck?
I can't. That's like.
That's why people don't say nothing.
Yeah, like it's hard. It's hard to say that.
I don't know how you tell somebody like, yo, they did not do good. Because it's like, how do you say it without even being called a hater? How do you say it without hurting somebody's feelings?
Yeah, because it's going to seem like you hating on their birthday.
And you don't want nobody feeling bad, but you don't want a person looking. Because sometimes, I ain't going to lie, I know people who look fucked up, but they think they look the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To each his own. And sometimes, like, you just have to take that. That person, that's their style. That's this and that. And they think they look the greatest, but.
So is it like a backhanded compliment? Like, so what is it, a backhanded compliment type of thing?
What?
Like
telling somebody they shit fucked
Yeah.
up? No, that you would have to do a compliment sandwich for that. Girl, you turning 26 and you don't even fucking look 24 yet. But look, they fucked your shit up.
You can't say it like, no. You cannot say it like.
Those shoes, ain't nobody going to be looking at the wig.
You can't say no
shoes.
Shit like that.
No. You cannot say no shit like that. That's like saying, that's like, you are so great with kids. But you're a sexual offender or some shit like that.
That's the same shit. Be like, yo, you looking good as fuck, but they should have just put this wig on.
No, you can't say that.
God damn it! Put this world on.
Y'all as an audience, it is our female or our black female audience.
Okay,
how do y'all feel in this situation? How do you tell your homegirl like, yo, your shit lifted, or do you just be quiet? Yeah. Is that something? How do y'all feel in this situation when your homegirl, her either birthday makeup is fucked up or maybe her wig is fucked up, and y'all on y'all way to the fucking thing?
But it's with niggas too.
Mm-hmm.
How do y'all tell y'all homeboy that he's scared of hoes?
It's easier with dudes. It's easier with dudes. It is. It is. It's like
you can be scared of hoes.
Be
I think a bigger problem is how do you tell your homeboy stop wearing them clothes?
How do you tell them that?
You dirty as shit. Like why is you like? I ain't gonna.
It's really
no. You
gotta know your friend group.
Yeah, because it's like. All right, niggas might say a joke like, damn, how many times you going to put them bitches on? Or some shit like that. You know what I mean? I think it's easier with guys.
You got to know your friend group. Because, like, I think, like, my friend group or, like, this friend groups in general, like, we say shit smart all the fucking time. So, I think it really just know your friend group.
And I also think, like, within my friend group, I'm not a dresser and I don't really, you know, I'm not pointing shit out for nobody. But
No, go ahead. You're not pointing shit out. Go ahead.
Okay. But... it do, I don't know, like if one of my homies was out looking busted or maybe like.
We do that a lot,
haircut,
though.
You needed that haircut bad as fuck. Who? I'm not.
Oh, when I was going through my woofing stage.
And I used to tell him, I would.
But we,
this is for the pot. What? But I would just tell you, like, maybe you should brush your hair before.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it be so shit that you got to tell your homie, like.
That's true.
Like, that shit don't hit. No.
Yeah.
We do that, but I do that all the time.
But that comes with comfortability and time.
It's also not on a very important day that you've already, like, once I get dressed, I'm fucking dressed. So sometimes.
It's like, fuck it.
Yeah.
If you can't fix it, then fuck it.
Yeah. I'm with that.
If you can't fix it, then what else suggest, can you do?
What, birthday makeup? And birthday hair, get that shit done. Do a pre-trial. Get that shit done the day before. Let's see how it look. If you feel like it's good, you get all your friends and they say, yeah, it's good.
I really feel
and
like
then you do it again.
Girls, like, it does more for them when they just do a natural beat.
Yeah.
Like
a real natural, like a soft beat.
It's nice.
When they do, like,
glammed
extra
up.
Shit, it just looks crazy.
They going to look like the dude at my mom. Birthday party.
But
drag witches.
Arsenio Husa.
Very beautiful. Very beautiful already. Yeah. Or, you know, very approachable or whatever. But then it's like, y'all got to think about the atmosphere you about to go in. You about to go into a fucking party and you got makeup all on your face. You going to be in that bitch sweating within 10 minutes. And now you look like somebody else. You look like a fucking thing off Wrong Turn or something because that shit has melted and now your eye is all the way down here instead of it being where it needs to be.
Next time you go to that damn makeup shop or whatever, turn the little, what's the little thing, the little light thing, turn that shit off.
Yeah.
That
tell the
light.
Lady to take a picture and put the flash on.
Yep.
Yeah.
And however you look on that picture, that's how you look for real.
Because what it really is, people try to be different too much. And when, like, it be, I ain't gonna lie, a lot of shit don't be cute, though. Because it be, like, too much exaggerated lashes. It be too much designs if
people
you getting your
like
line in.
And not like
it's too much.
It looks so fake. Like,
the beard. I seen a nigga do a lace front beard. I was so, what the fuck?
I need y'all to think about niggas what a real life brat style would actually look like. Not like humanized or whatever, but if you just said, boom, that bitch human now, that's going to look scary and creepy as fuck. Fat ass eyes. The eyes is all halfway down the face. Big ass lips, and then they punctured or whatever you got going on. Fat ass eyebrows and lashes and shit. Y'all kind of look like clowns, or you know, sometimes it do look a little crazy because you are exaggerating. Like he said, you exaggerate things a little bit too much, and it goes from a point where it's like, okay, it's just subtle or it's enhancing your beauty to now this is fully taking over your face, and now you are a completely different person with this shit on.
Facts.
That's a problem.
We don't hate women. I want y'all to come in there and be like, y'all hate women because I do this and this and that. No, and actually, stop.
That's an ick.
Everybody can't be an esthetician. And that's everybody can't do nails. Everybody can't do hair.
I feel like just go with the person who knows your facial structure and your whoever best. Like,
research.
Don't go to anybody.
Because you need to be able to look like yourself, but just maybe a better looking version of yourself when the makeup comes off. You don't need to look like a completely different person or a fucking cartoon character. Because sometimes
it
looks like
paint. It's just an enhancement.
Yeah.
Like, a little cool
again, enhancement. Y'all be very beautiful already, so you don't have to add too much. Maybe some lipstick, lip gloss, a little bit of eyeliner, whatever it takes to give you that little pop and just accentuate, not exaggerate, but accentuate your features so that way, motherfuckers, if you have beautiful lips, now we can actually see and they're a little bit more pronounced than what they used to be. Maybe you have beautiful eyes and you want to highlight that. Ooh, bring some attention to that. But don't do the whole thing. And I do think we get a little too comfortable with shit like that. What?
I wanted to see your eyes.
I got beautiful eyes.
You do.
Thank you. But I do think, because I think one of my icks is like, I feel like we get too comfortable with stuff and we say, okay, it's normal and it's okay because it's happening. Like you said, you feel like everybody's trying to be different. To me, it's assimilation. Everybody, all these people weren't wearing makeup at one point. And
yeah, because we were fucking kids.
Not even just the kids thing, but just the way I see makeup, at least in my household. Like, my mother didn't wear makeup. My mother does
my mom
not
don't
wear makeup.
Wear too crazy
and so
makeup
even the people around me did not really wear makeup like that. even my sisters were way older than me, but they did not put on too much makeup. They would do some shit up here, some lip gloss, and call it a day. When I start seeing motherfuckers do all this, when people started literally, what the fuck is that, contouring and all that little weird shit, where now you putting out a whole outline of your face, mm-hmm. there's a whole other face up under there, that's when shit became a problem. And I think that, especially with, like, beauty trends, with beauty influencers, we try to push this shit, and it's, like, it's very empowering. I'm telling you, and I'm lying to you, and I'm telling you that it's very empowering. You put this makeup on, and you feel like whoever you need to feel like, instead of me teaching you that, hey, whoever you want to feel like starts first, and then you, if you want to add to it, then you throw on the makeup and shit.
Because if it's a makeup trend I do enjoy, it's the lip liner, then the lip gloss shit. That's really a fucking sexy 90s
look.
It's something about it. It's just it makes the lips. Yeah, it makes the lips pop just a little bit more. It's amazing. Women, keep doing what y'all are doing. I love that.
Another ick that I do have. sometimes, like, this conversation, there's gonna be a woman who sees this conversation. Why are y'all in women's business? Why are you?
Yeah.
Because bitch,
I started off as a woman.
Shut the fuck up. But no, but it's like we interact with y'all, and it's like, I don't know, like, okay, maybe you can say this isn't the best platform to say, hey, don't wear makeup or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, that's fine. But I don't know, we have to interact with y'all. So yes, we do have an opinion. The same way y'all have an opinion on everything that we do, we kinda gotta did you see the you know how women do that, the thing that makes men feminine? Like, that list
sassy.
Of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, sassy or feminine. Mm. Drinking with a straw makes you feminine. Drinking with dancing. If you too much of a dancer.
I stopped smoking hookah because of that. I ain't gonna lie.
All that shit. And so, like, they just made a list of masculine shit for women.
Uh-huh.
And it was funny as fuck.
What was it?
It was, I don't fucking know. It was very, very, very simple shit, though, but it was, like, accurate as fuck.
I need you to find it. Damn. But while you're doing that, if you are looking for it, the hookah shit is real, though. Like, me, I can't. Once they pointed that out, I'm like, this dude look fucking crazy. Me.
Because I done seen niggas, like, get on live.
Yeah, and smoke, like, some hookah. And, like,
blow it in the screen, like.
Yeah, we pulling up on you, nigga.
I'm like, whoa.
My cousin will hit that fucking hookah and be like,
and they be bubbling up.
Pull up on me.
Golf ball through.
Right. But I don't understand why that is such a problem. And
it's not. But it's just funny.
I hate that so much of what we do is always dictated by, ooh, do women do this or do men do that?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why the fuck does it matter? I'm a fucking human being, and I'm just trying to do what I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to do this shit as a woman. I'm not trying to do this shit as a man. I'm just trying to smoke my fucking hookah so I can relax a little bit. I don't give a fuck about the... But that, I feel like people don't understand how much that fucks with everybody. And again, working with these fucking kids, I'm seeing how small shit, when they say little shit, how it affects the whole room and how everybody starts doing shit a little bit differently. When you make people feel like an other, or when you ostracize people and you make people feel like they can't do very normal, very simple things without it being looked at as funny. I'm trying to think. It was some weird ass shit. Somebody was like, yeah, I don't like for a man to do this.
I don't know. I try to break the barriers of what a man should do. Like, I know I get a lot of flack, like, for the shit that I like, from all the sexy reds and all that shit. Like, all the shit that I do, I don't give a fuck, honestly. Yeah. I know I'm not gay. I like women. I like pussy. That's something probably with a person that's... I like this. I like that.
Hey.
And I like titties.
I got hoes.
What? These are bitches. Like, but no, like, because I was looking through some photos and shit, and it was just like, to me, it didn't look sad. Like, if I would have put it on Instagram, I was looking for it. But to me, it didn't look sassy. I was enjoying myself. This was funny to me, funny to do, and to mimic. So, yeah.
What was?
I put my hand on my hip.
Oh.
Yeah. But...
Stuff like that, it's like, as a kid, I remember, motherfucking, I'm like this. Just sitting outside.
Yeah.
But so here goes somebody. Get your hand off your hip. You ain't no little girl. Why the fuck does putting my hip on my hand on my hip make me a girl all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Did I just grow a pussy? Is the trans community, if you throw your hands on your fucking hip, you can grow a pussy at this point. That at this point, it just used to piss me off because I'm like, yo, why does everything that I do, and because it feels like you're being controlled, monitored, and everything, and it's all for the wrong shit. Because again, you being a grown ass man trying to tell me how to hold my hand on my hip, but you are not even a good example of what a man is for me. Or, and maybe you as a woman trying to dictate how I should do shit. Mm-hmm. You're not a good example of a woman.
Exactly.
Or what a woman should be. I don't want no fucking woman that's going to be like you. I don't want to be a man that's going to be like you. I don't want to be like that when I get older. And so that kind of, I get really frustrated with that because I really always hated that. That was an ick for me. That was a pet peeve to always be monitored because it always felt like, yo, where is my fucking freedom at?
Another thing that... this is just bitch ass shit. I think this is kind of feminine for a man. Recently, I know somebody came to me as a man. I feel like that's the bitchest shit in the world. I think like you're lame as hell. Like if you're
in
coming,
what regards though, how did they approach you?
It was through a person,
like and through a second party.
Ooh, that's even more.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was like it was just confirmation, and it was just like, dude. Like, why you coming to me? Like, it wasn't him necessarily, but it was him through her. Like, oh, asking me the questions that he needed so it can be okay. That's whole shit to me.
But you don't feel like as a man, you've never needed that confirmation?
I never needed a woman to call another nigga and say it.
You might need that from that woman, but yeah. The nigga from the nigga?
I ain't never been put
that's
in that situation.
I'm glad. Never. Yeah. Never.
That's some hoe shit. If the nigga is coming to you like, hey, man.
Hey, man, you fucking my girl?
You fucking with Brenda,
I'm
man.
Fucking
just
the shit
me,
out
man.
Of her.
Just
honestly.
Me, man.
How was
your
response?
Yeah.
How did
you
My response to it was I kept it P. You know what I mean? Like, granted, we didn't do anything. And even if we did anything, I don't want nothing to happen to that woman, right. You know, in that instance. So I kept it P. I said, nah, like none of this happened. Ooh, up the bend. Like, I mean, that's
that
just
really good of you to really think about her safety and everything. And
yeah.
Because a lot of niggas probably wouldn't not, and not intentionally malicious or anything, but sometimes we don't think about the actions or what, you know, another person's safety in that moment. Mm-hmm. That could have been your pride, and you could have been like, "Yeah, I've been fucking. Her.
I was
doing this.
I was
that.
This close to saying
but you
that."
You sat there and you was like,
"Wearing her ass out."
Like, you want to see? I screech her face on me right now.
But
freaky T-shirt.
You had enough thought to be like, "Okay, let me." Number one, like you said, is I ain't shit go down in the first place, so there's no reason for me to lie. But second off, let me just make sure she's good, and so that way I know that
exactly.
This nigga's not gonna. I don't know this nigga.
Yeah.
This nigga don't know me. I don't know what he might do to her if through anger or jealousy or whatever. Let me make sure she's still safe.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
See you.
Yeah. I mean, I think because you know why I did it like that? It's because I'm a single man, number one. This is not my girl. This is nothing. This and the, whatever you got going on is whatever you got going on. And I'm thinking like the tone, the time and the tone of voice gave me. I need your help. Don't be mad, but I need your help right now type shit. And I just took it for what it was. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I was upset. Like, you're calling me and you don't, and another nigga is trying to quote unquote check me. But it was just like.
So what did he say to you?
He didn't say nothing. No. My phone was just binging. Like,
what did she say?
She was like, make sure you sub to the Patreon. she was just mostly saying like, I don't want to really get too crazy, but just check marks of, are we fucking around with each other? Are we
so
talking
did
to
I
each
ever
other?
Do this with you? Did
yeah,
ever...
like something like that.
Yeah.
And it was just
you already know from that get go. Like,
yeah, it's like
the nigga right there. Like, what he say?
What he saying? Yeah, and I'm like
probably texting you.
No, nah, he probably was like, put him on speaker. Set the phone down. Put him on speaker.
Damn, mm-hmm. He hear what
he said. Huh? Yeah. Oh, that's whole shit.
Listen, okay, so listen, because I'm hearing that, and I kind of don't like that. Just off the strength, that's a man who's just experiencing a little bit of heartbreak right now.
And that's true.
And that's where that's coming from. And I'm not saying anything else outside of him just wanting confirmation of, hey, is this person that I care for doing anything against me or whatever? To me, that's not really a problem. It's just him trying to make sure, hey, what's going on? I'm not trying to be out here looking dumb. we know shit happens all the time, right?
Yeah.
And so it's like, it's just him being like, yo, I can't really trust you. And in that point, I will say, if you feel like you can't trust that person enough to take their word and you have to call and confirm it with the next person, leave that person alone. That is your sign to literally walk away and leave that person alone. But in regards to him, we I don't know, because again, that goes back to just like, people need to be validated in their feelings and stuff and everything. And all he is looking for is just confirmation to make sure I'm not being done dirty. Even if it is something or if it's not nothing, we all look for that closure, that confirmation to make sure I'm not being done dirty or nothing is going on that I don't know what's going on. I just want to be aware of certain things, and that's it. And so, you know, whatever.
I get your side of it, because it's more so like, yeah, like whatever I'm dealing with the girl or whatever I'm, you know, experiencing, and she's telling me this and this is going on. I don't know. I wasn't there for that conversation. Mm-hmm. So I don't even know if that was a man experiencing heartbreak or a man that just can't let go.
That's just type shit. Assuming on the other end.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, all of my thoughts going into it was, she seems unsafe. This doesn't seem like a normal call between us. Let me just get her out the situation as best as we can.
I just feel like if you can't trust the girl to say, why the fuck would you ask the nigga? Why would you think you could trust him?
And that is true.
Like, yeah. I don't think, like, I feel like if you and your girl are having this, like, discrepancy, or you guys can't get to the truth or whatever, then that's just the discrepancy right there. Don't go to the nigga. Like, you don't know if he's going to tell the truth or not. He's already fucking her.
That's true.
It's nothing. Your loyalty is not going to lie with him. It lies with the girl. So whatever issue, just let it be between y'all. Because once you bring, because you can do one or two things. You bring it up to the man. He can either be like, you know, be like just a real nigga and be like, yeah, you know, fucking around, whatever. Or his pride could turn him up and really hold the fuck out of you. And then now you feel even worse.
Yeah.
Because he just told you.
Because I gave him low key, even though I know.
Just keep it in the house. Keep it between you and your mate. Do not bring anybody else into it, because that's where it gets tricky. Mm-hmm. Keep it between you and your mate, and it won't get kind of, you know, confusing and everything like that. If you want to stay with her and she, like, you know, was cheating, then you could stay with her and be, no one else would know about that. But, you know, if you want to leave her, then you can just leave her. And like I said, nobody else will know about it.
That's true.
Don't bring nobody else into it.
That's true. What do we all have on this lovely fucking board? Do you want to talk about how PETA people are terrorists? Actually, no. I want to get into the speaking to the animal shit. So I was high in my brigade of getting high and drunk through February. That's how I was celebrating Black History Month. We're going to say celebration instead of depression. And I was looking on Reddit, and it said, why are we not alarmed that parrots can speak English?
Oh, I saw that too.
And I really was sitting there like, yo, we worried about the government and all this extra shit, but this is the real, like, this is a real deal thing.
Fucking creepy.
I can speak parrot.
You know animals speak languages, right?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
It's creepy as fuck.
So, I've seen this video where this fucking dog only spoke Spanish, because that's what he's used to. The same way, like, a kid, you get raised up around Spanish-speaking people, you're going to speak Spanish for the most part. If that's the language that you're around.
You can, like, full-blown Spanish.
Like, you mean understand Spanish.
You can pick a motherfucker up from China, drop them all the way down up in whatever little Spanish territory there is, and that kid will grow up speaking fluently Spanish or whatever language it is that's out there with no problem. It's all about.
But I think he understands fucking Spanish. You're talking about speak.
But we talking about
okay,
this nigga.
But even the even the animals, in regards to the animals, how the fuck do the dog know that, hey, come here?
No.
He's used to there's certain things that we do. There's a mannerism, come here. And I'm normally teaching you, like, if I'm telling you come here, I'm like directing you come here.
Mm-hmm.
And so they pick up off of that. So again, if I'm in a Spanish-speaking household, and I have fucking pets, I'm not talking to my pets and saying, come here. I'm telling them, mother, vamanos, come on. Come on. Like, I'm saying shit like that. I'm speaking to them in a different language.
I'm saying, how is it alarming as a fucking parrot? If I can say,
like speaking how I'm to
because me. Because they are repeating back what they are hearing.
But you don't think that's fucking mind-boggling? Like, we normalize that shit.
Even though a dog can understand, like, the mannerism and stuff, but the dog is not saying, yo, what up?
That's not true.
What's up, my nigga?
Because actually, they have them fucking buttons now, and them fucking dogs.
No.
That's not what we're saying, but the dog is not speaking out of his mouth, like, what up? What's going on?
Yes, but the parrot isn't
really. The motherfuckers are speaking.
They're speaking, but they're not really speaking. They're really screeching and making sounds, and they're repeating the sounds that we are saying. So, like, it'd be different if you said, hey, like, Polly want a cracker, and that motherfucker said, no, Polly want your mama sweet ass. Like, that's different versus.
I'm pretty sure they could do that.
Yeah.
But listen, it's different from I'm repeating these things back that I've heard versus I'm actually having a conversation. If I can go up to that parent right now and be like, hey, what you want for lunch? And that motherfucker say, quack, a mice.
But
okay, I'm scared.
It's creepy that it's speaking.
My thing is it's like,
it is a little like, creepy.
We in the nail shop, mm-hmm. and you know, at first the whoever owns the nail shop is speaking the English, mm-hmm. and then they'll go and speak their native tongue. Now we don't understand that. Now the same with a fucking parrot, nigga. They can be speaking English, then they go to Pyrenees. That's what I'm saying.
Is this Attack on Titan?
No, I don't know. But I'm saying, like, nigga, we just don't know how to speak the language of animals. I bet you if we figure it out, life would be so much better.
You think so? Because I saw that episode of Rick and Morty where that nigga was trying to learn how to talk to squirrels, and the motherfuckers had a whole little mission. I believe, like, the pigeons thing. Like, they said
how we
pigeons,
abandoned
no,
pigeons.
No, pigeons aren't real. Like, that's just government shit or what. Imagine you thinking you about the cats. Them motherfuckers.
They seen
cats.
A lot.
Yes, cats are schemers. Imagine you thinking you about to talk to a fucking animal. Imagine being Dr. Doolittle and you thinking you about to just be, oh, this and that. And the motherfuckers start telling you, yeah, you need to do this or we're going to fucking kill you. now that you understand us, we need shit done.
But and that's then, viable, though. I'd rather that happen.
I don't want to. The only reason why I would not want to know or speak to animals or whatever. If you bitches can speak, I can't eat you no more. Gonna be so. PETA, you think them motherfuckers is terrorists right now? Yeah. Watch. If the president of PETA could speak to animals, that motherfucker would be an evil ass motherfucker.
I can imagine you about to eat some chicken. Like, hey, hold on, what the heck?
You taking all the motherfucking chickens? You trying to take them over to the slaughterhouse? And they all like, they can let us, they can let us, they can let us.
I'd be bad as fuck trying to eat some caves. Right.
That fucking PETA.
Because at that point, once animals are conscious enough to talk and have conversations with us, they're no longer what's that shit called? Our reasoning for being able to
eat them.
Like, they're conscious now, so they are conscious beings. And they deserve to be treated.
That's some scary shit now.
It is.
I would like
Planet
that.
Of the Apes scared the fuck out of me when that nigga started talking.
I would like I to
that.
That
wouldn't freak me out.
That shit scared. That shit. I fear. I thought I was in a horror fucking movie. I love horror movies, but that shit put fear inside my fucking. I don't like that shit. Monkeys. Like this. I seen this video. This fucking lady. She got a monkey as a pet and she was sleeping with that nigga.
And that motherfucker
said,
was jumping around.
Rip your motherfucking muffin cap off. And I've seen that shit. Them motherfuckers will rip your shit off like your actual skull.
Oh, I know. It was a video of a fucking like a chimpanzee and it was like a little monkey. He grabbed that bitch by his tail and started swinging that bitch and hitting that bitch. I said,
see shit like that. Oh my God. I can't. First off, them motherfuckers look too similar to humans. So if
no,
you start
don't.
Speaking, they do. They do, especially white people, because, bitch, they look like them. If you start speaking, you put on.
Well, shit, maybe if they start speaking, we'll understand what the fuck going on.
But honestly,
shit,
I would
I
love that, though.
I don't understand enough, because I don't need to know that y'all niggas are planning on fucking us. You gave the motherfuckers the chance to speak in Planet of the Apes, and what they do?
They turned because they was mistreated.
Yeah. Yes, and they being mistreated right now. What the
but
fuck
they let the ones that but, was yeah. doing good go.
No, they did.
Yes,
they did.
Not
have a,
no,
they
well,
didn't
the other
no
side
fucking
didn't.
Choice. The motherfucking monkeys got up and they said, "Yo, we running shit now." They said, "Fuck y'all niggas," and gave us diseases.
I mean,
It became Planet of somebody the did fuck a monkey. Planet of the Apes and humans.
If a lion just came in his bitch and was like, says shit.
If yeah. a lion like, could fucking talk.
I'd be surprised.
Imagine how coordinated startled, these animals
but I
would
be. Scared. Like,
yeah.
I'd probably but, be like, I like animals.
Though, like, so honestly, like, it's more scary not knowing what yes. they're talking about versus,
I'm okay with that.
Versus like, they're hearing every move that we're making, all this and this and this and that. I'd rather know a fucking tiger is in the fucking wood. Hey, you go around. I'm going to go over here. Instead of, oh, shit, a fucking tiger is right here.
Why the fuck would a tiger tell me that?
No, but
it's not. It's not. If it's speaking.
But my thing is, y'all have to understand this. These are... The only one of the only things, two of the only things these niggas is lacking is a conscience or whatever, enough room to speak, and fucking opposable thumbs. But a lot of them motherfuckers don't need that. All it takes is for them niggas to organize.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah. I'm not fighting off 100 fucking tigers. You know how strong you got.
But I would love to hear motherfuckers speak.
You know what
you
I?
Watch
you know
in between the fucking lions, then you better I keep watching the little TV shows and shit.
You know like what I said? Like, oh, if got life size mm-hmm. and was fucking shit up, if it got life size, a praying mantis. That's the one bug.
Don't even have to be life size. If ants, if all the ants in the world right now started communicating and said we about to fuck, not even just ants, but insects in general, and said we about to start fucking shit up.
Nah, if it's a spider over start talking to me,
that's my it. That's my
fuck
it.
Out,
like oh they seem God. Like they whisper deep. Like yeah. what's up, nigga? How you doing?
No, because them like, bitches like, will organize.
Like pretty.
Oh my fucking goodness! It'd be like Australia in this bitch. That certain shit. Everybody does not need, or every animal does not need to be able to talk. I'm okay. We can do. We can leave it at dog. A dog is the only thing I'm gonna accept as talking.
Talking that would yes. be so. That's I feel the like only dogs thing. Are so fucking.
Dogs
cool.
are safe. Yeah. I don't trust fucking
but I
cats.
I feel like the lion would sound like the lion of Narnia. Yeah.
Like majestic ass. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Like God or something.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, it, I don't love that. But the monkeys is where we get a little, because monkeys yeah. are really insane.
I don't see how people have monkeys as pets.
Yeah, it's fucking insane. I would never.
Like, having, like, them little chimps, and I'd be seeing them bounce around and shit yeah, like that. I was like, I would have.
I was looking. Anxiety like a monkey.
I'm like, yeah. this might be good if you don't want a kid, and you just want to be able to get some shit away back
yeah.
at a certain point. Cool. But, no, still, it's like. Anything can fucking happen. No motherfuckers get. I'm like, bitch, you sleeping with him. That monkey can wake up and be having a fucking nightmare and decide yes. to eat your fucking face mm-hmm. or decide to poke your fucking eyes out.
Yeah,
and now you in the fucking dark and you fighting with this nigga and you can't see him. And he whooping your motherfucking ass because guess what? He can hang from the ceilings and shit and you can't. And you can't see this nigga.
But going back to ooh, it.
I have
go
a
ahead.
Little dark conspiracy. Were we done with our ex?
We were been done with the fucking X.
You know, I be on the dark side of YouTube and TikTok sometimes. Mm-hmm. And a thought occurred to me. Not porn. Not
I'll go
porn.
On. Sorry. Go
I've got some dark Crickets. Shit. I ain't gonna lie. That's dark as fuck. But what if we are on a prison planet? What if... And let me describe mm-hmm. the prison planet to y'all. What if... Everybody got left here because, hey, you were the worst motherfuckers. And everybody else picked up and was like, yeah, we're going to leave. Like, don't get me wrong. Even the animals. They said, y'all some of the worst motherfuckers. We're going to leave all y'all together. What if animals had their own fucking planet? Like, the lions had their own fucking planet at some point, and the fucking tigers had their own fucking planet. Humans had their own planets. And then it was just a few of us left, and it was like, y'all are the worst out of the fucking bunch. We going to leave y'all on this little motherfucker. Y'all, this is y'all. And then they left us in this fucking galaxy.
Well, come and get me because I didn't ask to be here first.
But you're a product of the prisoners. So now you're tainted. We are all fucking tainted.
Well, this is fun. I feel like they're not having no fun up where they're good.
They're living multiple lives and going through different galaxies. They don't have student loans and shit.
They don't
have debt. The motherfuckers true. Is going. You talking about, oh, I'm going to this island. I'm going up. Them motherfuckers going planet to planet having a fucking ball. They got superpowers and everything. Ooh. Them bitches can fly. Whoever left us in this bitch, come pick me up. Nah, for real though.
For like, real, that'd
this
be
is a prison planet, and motherfuckers is just here, and we just got left.
I'm having like, fun on this prison planet, and I'm not gonna lie. You like, despite
it's been some struggles.
Yeah, it's been some struggles,
it's
but
been pretty decent.
If they don't have liquor or something, like that's what like When Biggie said, and I still want to go to heaven, but when he said, when I want to die, fuck it, I want to go to hell, because, you know, like, I don't want to hang with the good people. I like doing the bad shit. And if it's anything, like, the bad people kind of make this shit fun a little bit. Not going to lie.
Nigga. Ooh, y'all. Ooh, please, God, take them away.
I don't even know what to say about that, but I'm not going to comment on
it. It's not like the bad people make it fun. Like, you know, not the real killers out here.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, the friend that make you, that don't got the best decisions, but make the best memories.
Yeah.
That's... That's
that cool. Make them bad.
It's the same
people,
thing.
No. That don't make them bad. Because
you can be an evil ass person. Like, we literally, and that's what it could have been. They could have said, okay, we leaving y'all motherfuckers, and the evil people was left in charge. And now look at the system they created for all of us.
I hate that, because then it's like, damn, I'm a product of somebody that was like a terrible person.
Yeah. How would you feel if you just found that out? Like, this is, we all got left behind. This is the prison planet, and basically we in our own little galaxy. Like,
I would still enjoy my life. I ain't gonna lie.
You just gotta make the best of it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Which we are.
You'll be like, damn, that's fucked up.
I'm in my fucking prison. Yeah,
because there's still good people on this prison planet. I mean, it ain't the best people in the world, but
I'm ending my
people still. You know what the funniest shit, to get a little off of this, but it was a joke. And it was so fucking funny.
Mm-hmm. It better be funny and not.
I told you the joke when we. I told you the joke when we was at the house, and the nigga was like, "Why do we?" It was Matt Rife. He was like, "Why do we get the people that like are meet up with kids in trouble and not like make a show where the kids get in trouble for meeting up with a 45-year-old or some shit like that? Like, why are you here? That shit is funny as a bitch. Like,
you're 16. What are you doing here?
So are you coming over here to meet a 45-year-old? What? Like, that shit is funny as fuck.
I could have sworn they had that, though.
What, where they linked the kids?
Where they busted the kids. Whore. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, Sharice. But, like, basically, it was like, yeah, what the fuck? What do you think you're doing?
Bro, that's funny.
I ain't gonna lie, them shows be funny as fuck.
Funny as a bitch.
People coming to the mouth, they like, I wasn't here for that.
Bro, imagine,
they
look.
They be lying so bad.
Me and my friends from back in Philly got this long running joke about that shit. And it's like, what if you, like, not the nigga? He was like, so you're coming to meet up with somebody? It was like, nigga, I'm really just here to get my pizza. Like, they really got the wrong nigga. Like, bro, I don't know what the fuck.
So you're talking about. Little Tasty 215.
Like, you know, nigga. Like, I'm not here to meet nobody. But them niggas be acting so
they
fucking
be
shocked.
So like, stupid. Oh,
I know. I wasn't.
I didn't have any intentions
so
on
this
doing
ain't
that.
Your dick that you right. This 14-year-old.
That's just crazy, niggas.
Like, what type
I don't
of
know
time
how they
is
got
y'all
that.
On? Like, what?
They said that nigga, they had to stop doing To Catch a Predator because somebody unalived themselves in the middle of the taping.
Nah, facts.
That is disgusting.
My last thing before we get a little serious and stuff. I was once again getting a little frizzied, and I like watching a lot of old stuff when I'm like hot, like Bob Ross. I like watching like old 80s videos and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then I was watching like you get deep in YouTube. Like, I don't know what the fuck after. Mm-hmm. But I was watching something about Sade. And I was looking at all her music. And I'm like, I'm sitting to myself. I'm like, why don't we appreciate her more? Like, she has such a good voice. Like, I've never heard anybody say, like, I've been inspired by her emotion. Like, of how, I don't know what she's done. But, like, I've been inspired by her and her voice and stuff like that.
I don't know what the fuck she done, but you talking about you ain't never heard nobody.
Like, I don't know, like, why people don't fuck with her type shit.
But you don't know what she's done.
I feel like people fuck with her.
No, like, music-wise.
Yes, you, okay.
She's just not in the conversation
as
much
as
other people.
A great vocalist.
But you're like, oh.
Well, she's not really.
I just kind of got hip to her, and I'm just.
I didn't get hip to her. I'm sitting there, like, just appreciating her artistry at, like, sitting back and just, like, damn, she's a really good artist with some good sounds and soft, it's soothing, it's, you know what I mean?
I think that's what it is as well, because a lot of times you, there would be times, like, you play music and people will have, like, this sudden reaction to it. If the music is soft and it's soothing, people aren't always into that. Like, people like soft and soothing music, maybe on a car ride, not really sometimes on a car ride, but like in solitude. Yeah. It's not really something to enjoy with other people as much as I think it should be, because I think a lot of the good music is good vibes, and it's like, again, I feel like you feel that through your spirit, and it bounces off your spirit, and I think it would be good for us to listen to softer music in crowds versus that ghetto-ass trap shit, and then we end up fighting and shooting at the end of it. Yeah, I said it.
I hate your takes on hip-hop much.
That is cool.
Because I'm not listening to conscious rap
at
brunch.
I'm not really asking you to listen to conscious rap. I don't always listen to conscious rap either. There are some raps that's like, it's not necessarily conscious and it's not necessarily about anything, but hey, this is a bullshit ass song that I can listen to that isn't telling me to go kill a person that looks like me, isn't telling me to go do drugs and shit, isn't telling me to go fuck up my life.
If I'm at a party doing drugs and I'm drinking and I'm eating and I'm having good times, I want to hear the shoot 'em up music. I want to hear the bullshit music.
But that gets played every single where, not just in those settings. And so sometimes it is okay for certain music to be played in certain settings, but then we need to leave that music in those settings. Trap music, it does not get left in trap settings. Trap music should be played in trap houses when motherfuckers is partying, kicking it, doing shit like that. Cool, whatever. That shit don't need to be on a block party.
Are you white?
I feel like that shit do need to be at a block party.
Listen, that's at a block party. Like, niggas is in the trenches. Niggas,
okay, something.
I was bad in fucking, you was bad in fucking school.
Niggas need to understand that being in the trenches does not mean that we got to actually stay in the trenches or that we have to perpetuate and like, kind of glamorize the trenches, because we make it seem like the trenches is all that we can be a part of. Again, a lot of these niggas, you make it out, so why the fuck are you still singing about the trenches? Even if you're going to sing about the trenches, do not glamorize it and make it seem like it's something to be proud of. Yes, there's a certain proudness when you like, I made it out of these situations. That's not what you're rapping. You're literally glorifying drugs, fucking, not even just sex, but more so rape culture within our community. Yes, it's rape culture. It's not drugs. It's not just sex.
It's me sending on business. Yes.
Whoa. It's rape culture. You promote all these negative things, violence and fucking murder and all these negative things. And it's like, again, growing up, we had dumbass rap. And when I say dumbass rap, I mean good rap, but that just did not have meaning. Soulja Boy and shit. I can do the fucking Soulja Boy. I can rap that shit back and forth.
Rap
and
it.
Huh?
Rap it right now.
Let me start.
No. Rap it right now.
So rock it.
Yeah, so rock it. Are you a Nicki fan?
For y'all call, so you lean back and crank two times.
No.
What is your go-to rapper?
Yeah.
My go-to rapper.
Like, give me like.
Two.
Okay, so
two rappers that you.
My go-to rapper is J. Cole, for sure. That's one of my favorites. J. Cole, Eminem. I do fuck with a little bit of Lil Wayne, depending on what it is. And really,
Rod Wave?
I do listen to Rod Wave. Mm-hmm. I fuck with Rod Wave. I ain't gonna lie.
It's a certain type of Negro that listens to Rod Wave.
Rod Wave isn't glorifying the shit.
Yes, he does.
He's literally glorifying. No.
There's different. There's a difference.
He wanna kill himself every day.
There's a difference between glorifying something and then just saying like, "Yo, like." Because to me, when I listen to Rod Wave, and what I really fucked with when I first started listening to Rod Wave was just the fact that he was pointing out pain and shit. And again, I was going through my own little troubles at that time, and it was just something really good to relate to. And it did not make me feel like I needed to go out and hurt another person. It just made me feel like, hey, I need to process some of this. I need to think about some of the shit that I'm going through, and I need to think about how it made me feel. That nigga said he was saying a lot of good shit.
That nigga be wanting to kill himself, and that's why he jumps off fucking buildings at his concert.
But people say that so and it crazy. Don't be him wanting to necessarily kill himself. But no, he's not necessarily rapping about all the happiest shit or the most glamorized shit. But he is rapping and saying, I've been hurting. And right now, that's his experience, and that's what he's going through. And he's just saying, I've been hurting, and I want y'all to hear how I've been hurting. But he's not saying, I want y'all to hurt as well. I want y'all to be bad, or I want y'all to be fucked up.
I don't think that's what Dirk's saying.
Yeah, he's just saying in a different
format.
I feel
Dirk is telling his pain.
Dirk is literally telling. Dirk is singing a different tune. He's not on that same shit that he used to be, where, oh, I'm glorifying all this murder. I'm glorifying all this bullshit. Dirk is on the path of like changing the narrative in his image, and I'm seeing a couple of other rappers do it as well, where they're like, okay, we're gonna get away from this.
We move. So it's about that time where we get a little serious. I know we want to touch on a brief moment. So Vince, give a little brief description.
All right. So look. So there's this video going around about Shorty. She left her dude at the concert. I forgot who it was that was even performing. I really ain't give a fuck. Shit like that. It's more so she's been with this man for 7 years, or at least allegedly 7 years, and you see them at the concert, you see him hugged up, you see her kind of fanning out. Then you see her literally separate herself from her dude, go up there and then disrespect him in front of the whole world and in front of the whole concert. She gets up there, she's dancing on dude. She dropped to her knees, like in front of him, as if she's giving him head and everything else. And then she's like, they're humping hard as fuck. That wasn't no simple ass little. They're humping hard as fuck on stage in front of her dude while he's in a crowd being laughed at by
everybody. I think, and this isn't going to be my take on that. It's just like, yeah, it's very disrespectful, but sometimes I think women do tell signs of, like, I don't want to be with this man no more. And I think that sometimes men don't catch the hint of, hey, I don't want to be with you, and they're still trying and still trying to pursue. Because I know multiple women that have said, like, I want to get my own relationship. I explained that to him. He still wants to be with me. And they have to do something disrespectful for him to feel that embarrassment. It has to be like that, no matter how much communication.
I'm understanding to that, because I think dudes do that as well, and I've seen that play out. I don't think that was the situation there. And again, that's not the place that you do it. I don't give a fuck. If you want to disrespect me, motherfucker, you cheat when we at home. You don't do that shit when cameras pointed out and in front of me, and you think that that's how you go do it. If you want to walk away, walk away. And I'm not saying that it's always that easy to walk away, but I do think – I think you might have misread that, and I think that, to me, that's a little bit of a reach. I feel like more so that was an opportunity, and she just got a little too thirsty instead of thinking, like, okay, how is he going to feel in this situation, seeing me go up here and do whatever I'm about to do? It was just, I'm not thinking. I'm more so being a little too selfish in my own little excitement. And I don't knock, you fanning out, and you, like, this is somebody you've been looking at or whatever. You fuck with this person's music. You go up there, you fan out, you want to even bit. You can rub on his abs. You can do all that. I'm okay with little shit. But to drop in front of your knees, in front of the whole crowd, I don't give a fuck about that, because, hey, that do that. That's part of your fantasy or whatever. Mm-hmm. But and that, to me, that is okay. I'm not going to trip off of you being like, oh, my God, he got abs. Do that, because you ain't going to do that with me. Mm-hmm. And so it's okay. But dropping in front of your knees, or dropping to your knees in front of this man, in front of the whole crowd, and acting like you're doing certain things to this man, and then letting this man hump you and you humping him back and all this in front of your dude, and just thinking that was okay was so disrespectful.
I low-key think it was staged.
I don't think that was
staged. I think it was staged. I don't think that was real to the art. Like, it just didn't seem... It's like an unreal act. Like, it just said that happened. Like, we've seen multiple incidents like that on social media, but this one seems staged because she's getting too much press about it.
It's not... Because I think it made a lot of attention because, number one... Before we wrap up, because we are going to be
wrapping up pretty soon,
I do want to just touch on one thing that I saw and I did not like and I don't fuck with. And it's just really capitalizing off of other people's sadness. That man sat there, and regardless of what's going on, you don't even have to be in a fucking relationship to understand what that man was going through in that moment. But there are people who I see, you recording him, you got a camera in his face, you following him, you laughing at this nigga while he's walking outside, he walking away, and you like, yeah, that was his bitch up on the stage. Just, what the fuck be wrong with y'all? What kind of sickness is that requires us to find joy in somebody else's sadness? Why do we get so much pleasure from that? And if we are gaining pleasure from somebody else's sadness, we need to reevaluate some things and check ourselves. Because what the fuck is wrong with me that I have to... I think this is a funny moment. If anything, it's fucked up. And it's like, damn, what the fuck? Damn, she really did bro like that. I'm not going to laugh at no nigga and be like, yeah, you got done dirty. Ha, 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 ha. That's lame as fuck, and y'all be grown-ass people, grown-ass men and grown-ass women out here doing this shit. And again, working with kids, this is something I'm trying to teach my kids. Stop laughing and finding joy in people's sadness, because that is a problem. That is that's a tall tale, or it shows us who we are as people in the inside, and it shows that we are not happy as we think we are if we can – I seen that shit and I got enraged. I feel
sweetheart, I know. We gotta go. We gotta fucking go. What's your positive message?
Treat people better. Think about people before you do some shit. Like, think about the situation you might put another person in before you do it. And just be considerate of people. And, like, I don't know. Like, if you want to be a hoe, be a hoe. But don't bring your dude to be a hoe.
Yeah, my positive message is don't ever go to another man as a man. Check your woman or check. Leave. That's all you do. Leave. Don't just leave. That's all you can do. Leave.
If you can't trust anybody, then leave.
Exactly, Reese. You got anything to add?
I actually don't.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for being awkward. See you next week.
You was. I wasn't.
Stop with that shit.